It's Thursday, May 21st. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Fort Wayne Mayor Sharon Tucker announced Wednesday that $2.2 million has been pledged to support what is now being called the Anchor Resource Center. The Indiana University School of Medicine's Motorsports Medicine Program prepares doctors how to tend to ultra-high-velocity motorsports injuries. Indiana Fever's Caitlin Clark is this year's Indianapolis 500 Grand Marshal. I'm Cole Furlow, filling in for Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Fort Wayne Mayor Sharon Tucker announced Wednesday that $2.2 million has been pledged to support what is now being called the Anchor Resource Center. If approved, the Anchor Resource Center will be a 24/7 homeless resource center at 333 East Washington Boulevard. A decision about the purchase and renovation of the building will be introduced to the City Council on Tuesday with a vote in June. According to a press release, Tucker said that it will cost about $6 million to acquire and renovate the building. An additional $1.2 million will be needed annually for operations. The acquisition will be paid for in part from the Surik Family Foundation Supplemental Local Income Tax, interest revenue from the American Rescue Plan, and the Redevelopment Commission Capital Fund. Money from philanthropic sources, opioid settlement funds, and the Fort Wayne New Markets Revitalization Fund will be used to operate the facility. Some businesses in the area have expressed concerns about the location of the proposed resource center. The location is diagonally across from the rescue mission. Indiana Fever's Caitlin Clark is this year's Indianapolis 500 Grand Marshal. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports.
The 2024 WNBA Rookie of the Year will give the command for drivers to go to their cars ahead of the greatest spectacle in racing. Clark will not be the only Indiana celebrity in the race. After leading the Indiana University football team to an undefeated season and national championship, head coach Kurt Cignetti will drive the pace car. And Indiana native actor Brendan Fraser will wave the green flag to start the race as the honorary starter. The 110th running of the Indy 500 takes place Sunday. I'm Samantha Horton in Indianapolis.
Seconds are crucial when it comes to automobile accidents on and off the racetrack. The Indiana University School of Medicine's Motorsports Medicine Program prepares doctors how to tend to ultra-high-velocity motor speeds injuries. These doctors travel around the country serving doctors, serving drivers, and staff. This weekend, they'll take on the Indianapolis 500. WFYI's Barb Anguiano reports.
The Indiana University School of Medicine offers fellows in their motorsports medicine program on-track experience at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and other racing venues on the IndyCar circuit. Dr. Carlos Yilat is this year's fellow. He says he's grateful for the opportunity to practice the niche subcategory of motorsports medicine.
It's very unique because, you know, here in Indianapolis and Indiana, you know, everybody lives and breathes racing here, right? So you have the speedway. So you have the facilities to provide this type of training.
Gilad says his time as a doctor in the emergency department prepared him for a lot of what he's seen on the track. He says the medics who work the track during each race are the bridge between the track and the hospital. I'm Barb Anguiano in Indianapolis.
More news in a moment.
This is Paige and Dane Wilkins talking about how easy donating their car to support WBOI was.
Always in the car when I heard the number anyway. So really pay attention and listen to the number and keep track of it. That was the hardest part of the whole process.
To donate your vehicle and support public audio today, go to wboi.org/car.
Here's what to know for today. A new transparency dashboard now shows how state agencies in Indiana are spending federal grant money. Of all the traditions at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, milk may be the most refreshing. The U.S. Department of Agriculture did an investigation on IU biology professor Roger Ennis. That's Who and What for Thursday, May 21st. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbronk. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.